USA Radio News with Melanie Burkett.
It's possible Chris Christie will be suspending his presidential campaign. The New Jersey governor is expected to announce as early as today he'll pull out of the race after finishing sixth in the New Hampshire Republican primary. Meanwhile, Donald Trump took a victory lap in New Hampshire. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt reports.
Donald Trump was feeling good after a runaway win in the New Hampshire primary, celebrating it with his supporters and saying he'll put America back in a place of strength after Barack Obama has weakened the nation.
We have political hacks negotiating our deals for billions and billions and billions of dollars. Not going to happen anymore. We're going to use the finest business people in the world. We are going to do something so good and so fast and so strong, and the world is going to respect us again. Believe me.
Trump will face a test in South Carolina from Texas Senator Ted Cruz because of that state's bigger evangelical base. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Radio News.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Exit polls show younger voters favored Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire. The trend was especially notable among women. Females under 45 backed the Vermont senator by a wide margin, but women over 65 favored Clinton by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. Among the Sanders supporters, about 6 in 10 say they'd still be satisfied if Clinton won the nomination. The Phoenix City Council may have thwarted a Satanist group's invocation, but the group says they're not giving up.
This time, the Satanic Temple will deliver one before a city council meeting in Scottsdale. The group's also doing one in southern Arizona soon. Phoenix recently replaced its long-standing tradition of praying before meetings with a moment of silence. Some Phoenix council members want to bring back the prayer and say they'll petition to get it on the next city election ballot. I'm Kathy Klein.
Human error may be to blame for yesterday's deadly train crash in Germany. At least 10 people were killed and dozens were injured when two commuter trains collided in a rural area outside Munich. There were 150 people on the trains, which collided head-on while traveling at full speed. This is USA Radio News.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
At least four people were taken to the hospital after two shootings outside of a Michigan high school. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
Muskegon Heights High School was hosting a basketball game Tuesday night when shots were fired. One of the shootings was by a sheriff's deputy who opened fire on a suspect who drew his weapon. All of the injuries are non-life-threatening. Police believe the shooting stemmed from a fight in Grand Rapids last week. They say officers were on alert that the people involved in the fight might try to settle the score at the game.
We tried to talk to the individuals, and they decided to start some unwanted activity. And when you do that, folks, I don't mean to be mean and nasty, but we're going to finish it for you.
Muskegon Heights Public School Academy System canceled classes Wednesday. I'm Tammy Rose.
The average adult will catch two or three colds this year, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Melissa Young with the Cleveland Clinic says when you feel a cold coming on, vitamin C and zinc are a good place to start.
There have been some very clear studies on the benefit of decreasing your severity of symptoms and shortening some of cold symptoms with vitamin C, as well as zinc.
Dr. Young says a typical dose of vitamin C is 1,000 milligrams. Foods rich in vitamin C include oranges, grapefruit, tangerines, strawberries, bell peppers, spinach, kale, and broccoli. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Our afternoon show is all about interaction with the public. I go to social media, to Facebook, to Twitter, to all the different social media pages, as well as you, the listeners out there, come to me with your questions and so on. Today we're going to have a very interactive show talking about what's been going on with people. But why don't we start by taking a look at the weather and see if it's changed since this morning's show. Okay, it currently says it's about 36 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 55%. And let's see here. This afternoon, it should be partly sunny with a high of 38 degrees. I do have to say, when I've been out of the studio back at my offices here in Flemington, it felt not bad. Yeah. Tonight, 40% chance of scattered snow showers with a low of 19 degrees. Going to be cold. Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 28 degrees. On Thursday night, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low of 8 degrees. It's going to be very cold tomorrow night. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 26. Friday night, there's a chance of snow showers, 30%, with a low of 14. On Saturday, scattered flurries and then blustery with a low of 16. And then finally, on Saturday night, there'll be the lowest of lows with a low of minus 4 degrees. And finally, on Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 14. So we're going into a very, very cold weekend. So we want to make sure that we, when we hunker down, our house looks attractive and we feel good about us. My name is Richard Scuderi. The show here is called Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. And I take my experiences with you, my listeners, both in my store in Flemington, New Jersey, my clients that I have in their home, and then through some of my sites. My website questions come in all the time, emails questions come in, and then, of course, social media, my blogs and so on. And I collect all those, and then on Wednesdays in the afternoon from 2 to 3, we open our phone line so you can ask questions, and we'll pull them also from social media and from the web. Okay, if you'd like to get in touch with us and have any questions about design, the phone number here in studio, live, it's now 209 Eastern Standard Time, is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Please call us with any of questions you have in regards to design or tips or, you know, what you've done. Maybe it's been successful or not successful. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, I'm going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Our phone lines are open. It's 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. Feel free to give us a call here in studio. Although I do have quite a bit from social media from this week. Of course, we missed Skip last week. There were some things going on in the studio. We have all new equipment. I'm excited to move forward with it. I'm going to take a question from last week, which came to me from Facebook. And this is from Jennifer. And she asks me if what can she do? She wants to make her bedroom more updated and more modern. Give me some tips on what I can do. Okay, Jennifer, one of the things that I would suggest, and I don't know, I don't have a picture of what you have currently, but one of the ways you can make your bedroom a lot more modern, and I say this all the time on Modern Design, it's an inexpensive purchase, and that's by replacing your existing headboard and getting an upholstered headboard. And an upholstered headboard immediately makes the space more updated. If you get one that has some nail heads on it going around, even better. It makes the space look more modern and updated. You typically want to do that headboard and have it be tufted, and that is with the buttons that go in. So if you have a queen size, if you buy yourself a queen size upholstered headboard and you sort of grays or tans or any sort of a neutral. They tend to be the better colors. The reason I say that is because then you could bring your color in the bedding. So if you start with, like the other day I saw an upholstery headboard, quite beautiful. It was actually blue. It was like a royal blue, and it had nail heads that were nickel. And so it was the silver and the blue, and it was really beautiful. It was suede and nice looking. But I wound up not doing it because it really limits what you can do with your bedding, your curtains, and so on. So I would suggest you're better off if you do a neutral color headboard, not too light, not too dark, tan or gray, I think would be your best bet. The second bet is to go out and get yourself some new linens. As in everything else in design, the styles have changed a little bit. Some of the popular colors out there are a teal color is kind of nice for a bedroom. Those spa-like colors, those blue-green tones are wonderful for a bedroom. Navy is wonderful for a bedroom. We're seeing a resurgence of coral now. Coral, if you want a slightly feminine thing, coral is also a nice color for the bedroom. And, of course, layered with some different patterns. The geometric pattern for pillows is awfully nice. Things that are quilted always look very nice. We don't want to have too many pillows on the bed, but you want to bring in sort of a new color scheme, which is terrific. Above your headboard, we don't want to do any big pictures anymore. Do a series of three to four pictures above your headboard, framed pictures, any sort of a botanical print or something that's nature. That's a great thing to do. Then when it comes to your nightstands or end tables, you don't necessarily have to do a match set. If you already have a match set, they work for you, you can do it. If you don't, then maybe you want to do one as a nightstand and one maybe as a table. But you want to make them to be attractive, and you want to make them that the height of each is pretty much similar so your lamps look good. Then I would suggest go out and get yourself a pair of new lamps. The styles of lamps have changed significantly. One of the shapes I keep seeing is sort of a round clear glass lamp, and often the glass may be tinted, so you might have a blue glass or a green glass or a gray glass base, and then a white or a cream color drum or a wider shade. We're seeing a lot of that as well. So with the headboard, the three to four prints behind the bed, and some new lamps, maybe mercury glass, something along those lines, a wide lamp with a drum shade on each one, a round drum shade, that's a good base. We see footboards are out. If you have a footboard now, take the footboard off the bed. People are doing pieces of furniture at the end of the bed right now. So if you want to get an inexpensive ottoman, if you will, for maybe pillows so they don't sit on the floor at night, decorative pillows, an ottoman that has storage at the end of the bed is always good. It's also a place that if you're putting your socks or your stockings on in the morning, you have a place to sit. So I do like to have at the foot of the bed, I do like to do a low ottoman, or maybe sometimes even two ottomans. I do two next to each other. It's kind of a nice look, and you can take your throws or your bedspread and so on and put them on at night so that they're not on the floor. Another great look for a master bedroom is to have hardwood floors. And if you don't, if you have wall-to-wall carpeting and you have hardwood underneath, I suggest that you get rid of it and clean up the floors. And then just do an area rug. We don't want a huge area rug. We just want enough area so that when you get out of the bed in the morning, you put your feet on some carpeting. And rugs have changed significantly. We're going to suggest a rug that doesn't have any fringe on it, that has a very simple look. And we don't necessarily have to do something as an oriental carpet or something that's heavily patterned. You could do something that has a lot of texture, something that's warm and really ties into the color scheme. As I say, I'm doing a lot of sort of that spa blue, Tiffany box blue, teal, and we're pairing them with browns, and we're pairing them with grays, and we're pairing them with other neutral colors. But that seems to be a very popular color consultation combination, sorry, loss of words there this time. You want to make sure that the lighting is soft. If you have overhead lights, you want to have them on a dimmer. I am doing, I'm still doing fans above the bed, but I am doing chandeliers. Chandeliers have made a reoccurrence. The glamour phase that we seem to be into now, people are looking for a pretty fixture over the bed. And if you don't have an issue with HVAC, a pretty fixture could look really nice in the space. Also popular right now is taking, if you have a matching bed set and you can't afford to change it, maybe taking one of the pieces and painting them out a bright color. So let's say you decided to do a teal or a blue-green tone. Maybe we go ahead and say, all right, we're going to take the chest of drawers and paint it out a blue-green color. I know people are probably gasping at that, but that's what people are doing today. So maybe the bed set has, maybe the original set you bought, you take the headboard off and you put an upholstered headboard on, and then you keep your end tables the same, but perhaps your chest of drawers has seen better days and it's not in such great shape. It's functional, but you want to change the look. You can go out and do a rough sanding on it and paint it out and bring in that blue-green tone. Get some terrific paint and make sure you do a good varnish over the top of it and paint out that piece. Those are some of the ways to make your bedroom more attractive and more up-to-date. All right, we're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunter and Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. I just want to let you know, as I did in the morning show, that I'm going to be doing a live seminar on the state of design, and we're going to do a thing called Stump the Designer. Feel free to come with your questionable rooms, take a picture of them. It could even be on your phone. And then you'll be able to, in our seminar, give me your phone, if you will, and take a look at it and give you some great answers on how you can improve your home. It is a free seminar. There will be wine and cheese, and it's a great evening out. That will be Thursday, February 18th at Melly Mellow Home. I'll spell that for you. It's M-E-L-I-M-E-L-O, two words, Melly Mellow Home, 82 Main Street, and that's in Chatham, New Jersey. It's right off of Main Street, 82 Main Street, Chatham, New Jersey, not far from the Short Hills Mall. If you'd like more information on the seminar, the phone number for Melly Mellow Home is 973-635-0788. That's 973-635-0788. It's very fun. It's interactive. There is no fee. And I heard through the grapevine you're going to be going home with some great gifts. So please join us. Again, that's Thursday, February 18th, right after Valentine's Day, at Melly Mellow Home, 82 Main Street in Chatham, New Jersey. Please give us a call ahead of time so we know how much, how many packets we need to get information and some goodies for you as well. While I'm on that topic, one of the things that I do is I will come to your location, to your organization, and speak on design. We have a wonderful program for any organization looking to do that. Or if you're looking to do some sort of a private party at home and want to bring in a designer, myself and my staff put on a nice show. And you can always reach me at Maven Hill Designs, 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, phone number 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Okay, my next, this was an email that came to me during the week asking questions. She listens to Modern Design and Modern Design 2, and she says that she's looking to make a home office. She works part-time, and she's able to work at home now. What is something she can do to make a practical and attractive home office? Okay. The email did have an attachment, so I see that it's a pretty small room. It's a little bit bigger than an 8x10 space, so you want to take use of as much of the room as possible, and that is going to the outer edges of the room. So what I would do, it looks like you're using the room currently as a bedroom, I would take the twin bed out of the room, and I would probably start fresh. I can see that you have wall-to-wall carpeting there. And I always suggest if you're going to have a really functional home office that you get rid of that surface. Carpet doesn't really serve well wall-to-wall. If you're working and you need to sort of slide around and get to things quickly, especially if you're on the telephone or doing a conference, you want a hard surface. So if, in fact, you do actually have hardwood floors underneath, I would suggest that you pull up the carpet and the padding and that you make the floors match. Maybe downstairs or other parts of the house have a certain floor, and you want to go back to that and make sure that they're in good shape and all the same. That being said, you certainly have to ground your space by having a desk. And typically, I like to have a view out. So based upon the way I see your room here, you'd want to have your desk have access to the window, so you have the light of the window, but also the door. So if you're ever meeting people in your home office, you want to be able to see both the person coming up the drive, but you want to greet them. So you want to make sure that you have access out. Don't face a wall. Most people make that problem. Have that problem. I had a woman in northern New Jersey, and I went to see her home office. And she works for Ralph Lauren in the city. She could work home 2 days a week. And she was facing the wall. Why would someone want to face the wall? You want to face forward. You want to be able to see people coming in. And you also want to see what's going on outside. So face out. That being said, when you have such a small space, an 8x10 space, what you want to do is you want to build or create storage and then incorporate as much of practical surfaces as you can from top to bottom, from height in that space for storage. So what I would suggest would be to go around the room and the outer parameters of the room and create storage from top to bottom. And that is a beautiful storage unit with pull-out drawers so you can use it for filing and have that be your backdrop of the room. And then you're going to do just a very simple desk forward with drawers. And you want to make sure that the stanchions on both sides of the desk have drawers in them, because in a limited space, you're going to have as much storage as possible. I recently, as I said, worked in northern New Jersey. And what we opted to do is we created two good-looking stained wood file cabinets. And then we ordered a piece of glass, and we put the piece of glass, heavy glass, on top. So in a small room, when you add glass to a home office, it does make it look brighter and a little bit bigger, which she liked. But on either side of that desk, the stanchions on either side were actually good-looking file cabinets with a wood finish that she could pull out and have access to her things. So that worked well. We put a great desk blotter on and beautiful accessories. We made sure that we gave her task lighting. Make sure you have a very good lamp on your desk for task lighting. And then overhead lighting. Often in an office, I will add cans, recessed cans. In this case, it looks like it's about an 8-foot ceiling, so I would suggest maybe we add some recessed cans. And then also, in the area that's behind you for storage, you want to make sure you have task lighting there as well. Maybe some under-counter lighting is to work in your space. You want to make sure that when you purchase a chair, the chair is very comfortable, and you want to make sure the chair is on wheels. So if you need to access something quickly, you're able to do that. And you want to make sure that you put a pad down that you can roll on. That's very important in an office. I see people doing that all the time. Also, you want to attack window treatments in that space. Typically in an office, I like to do either a white or a stained 2-inch wood blind, so you can control the amount of light coming into the space and keep it simple and minimal. I tend to paint laundry rooms and offices bright colors, because they can tend to be dreary, the work you're doing in those spaces. So a cheery color in an office is very nice. The last office I worked on, we did sort of a combination of gray and yellow, and that worked very well for the space. It was a cheery space to work in. And don't forget to go up your walls. Make sure that you have as much storage as possible. Put beautiful personal pictures in that space. Great things to look at if you're spending 6-7 hours in that space. And you want to have a place for television. It's very important during the day, if you have some downtime, that if you wanted to access what's going on, the news and so on, that you could incorporate that in your home office. It could be hidden away, but it is nice to have that if you have downtime, to be able to access what's going on, not just on your computer, but also having it be multi-purpose. All right, so that's some things that I can offer you to take a small bedroom and turn it into a home office. We're now half past the hour, and I'm going to turn us over to news. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
USA Radio News with Melanie Marquette.
Donald Trump took a victory lap in New Hampshire. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt reports.
Donald Trump rolled out of New Hampshire with huge momentum after a big win in the primary. USA Radio News political analyst Scotty Nell Hughes reviewed the night, saying the voting showed the differences between two regions of the country.
What we learned tonight is that Iowa Republicans are definitely different from New Hampshire Republicans. Where in Iowa you had a majority that were very conservative, and by conservative, extreme conservative. In New Hampshire, you saw more of a middle ground, not a moderate, but definitely a middle ground conservative besides just the extreme conservative.
Hughes also wondered what was wrong with the polls in Iowa, because they were so wrong compared to New Hampshire polling, which was very accurate. I'm Jason Wirt.
Remaining presidential candidates are turning their eyes to South Carolina and Nevada, where the primary season continues later this month. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie Austin with Daybreak USA. I have to be honest with you. I was thrilled when Ovation Hair sought me to give them an endorsement because I love their products. Ovation Cell Therapy Protein and Amino Acid Treatment nourishes my hair and scalp, and it binds onto the hair shaft. I don't know exactly how it works, but all I can tell you is I normally have extremely fine hair, and I normally wear a hat. But my hair is so much thicker and fuller when I use this product. I've even gone to the salon, had them do my hair, blow my hair dry, and I've come home and redone it myself because my Ovation Cell Therapy hair products make my hair thicker and fuller so I can do a better job at home by myself with my Ovation products. If you'd like to try them, please, you can get a discount by choosing Angie Austin Daybreak USA when you check out. Go to ovationhair.com. ovationhair.com. There is a satisfaction money back guarantee, and I am telling you, I guarantee you will love the products. ovationhair.com.
Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump is slamming the New York Daily News and its owner, Mort Zuckerman, on Fox and Friends this morning. Trump hit back after the newspaper featured him as a clown on its cover and called his supporters zombies.
It's another paper that's going down the tubes. They use my name. They do the clown thing every week. I'm on with a clown picture. And maybe it sells, maybe it doesn't sell, but the paper's going bad.
Trump added Zuckerman has a total inferiority complex and he's jealous. The newspaper has featured Trump as a clown on the cover 5 times. Millions are observing Ash Wednesday and the start of Lent. Traditionally, many Christians give up something they enjoy during the 40 days before Easter. Candy, desserts, and booze are usually widely mentioned choices. In his Lenten message, Pope Francis is counseling Catholics and other Christians to give up indifference to our neighbor and to God. Francis says by doing that, we can begin to feast on love. This is USA Radio News.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
General Motors is recalling more than 470,000 vehicles because the brake pedals could fail. The recall affects the 2015 and 2016 models of Chevrolet Silverados, Tahoes, and GMC Sierras. At issue is a faulty nut that could cause the brake pedal to come loose. The next time you sing Happy Birthday, you won't have to worry about a copyright. Randy Fuller has more.
Happy Birthday to you.
Warner Chapel Music says it will pay back the licensing fees for the song Happy Birthday. Last year, a judge said the company's copyright of the song was invalid because, quote, the world's most popular song should be in the public domain. Warner Chapel Music says it will pay up to $14 million to settle any licensing fees that were paid to use the song in the past. The song will become part of the public domain officially by the end of March. I'm Randy Fuller.
A U.S. district judge is denying a class action lawsuit by caddies against the PGA Tour. Filed just over a year ago in Northern California, the lawsuit included 168 caddies who claimed they were forced to wear bibs with weekly corporate sponsorship that made them human billboards without compensation. The judge found no merit and dismissed the suit with prejudice, meaning the caddies cannot refile their complaint. Google is hoping to design a self-driving delivery vehicle. The company has been working on the technology for a self-driving car for quite some time. Now Google has obtained a patent for a delivery truck that incorporates the technology. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
More of Modern Design. I'm Rich Gadara, your host. And our phone lines are still open. It's 2:35 Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to reach us here in studio, it's 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. I did receive the next request for information from my website. And this comes from Colleen. And she's in Annandale, New Jersey. And she purchased a new home. And she's looking to do something cottagey in her living room. Something that has sort of a cottage feel to it. She asked me what she can do. Well, you know, I'm very fond of a style that I'm seeing more and more now, and it's called coastal decorating, coastal living or coastal design. And that's where you go to the sea or the beach and those inspired colors and textures. And I always think that has a really nice cottagey type of look. And some of the ways you can achieve that is by first starting out with a color palette. So let's think about the ocean and the beach. What colors are prominent? Of course, blue for the ocean, so a nice really rich blue color for the ocean. And then the sand. The sand happens to be sort of a tan. So if you have a base of a really rich warm tan and you have a blue, a sort of nice darker blue, I think you have a good base to go on. I did a room recently for a client in Martinsville, New Jersey, and I worked with an unusual element. I think I might suggest that here. And that is, I used a wallpaper, and the wallpaper was like a grass paper. It wasn't actual grass, but it was the look of a grass paper, so it was very linear. We started by painting. All the trim was originally stained, so we sanded and stained all the trim and the doors and the room white, which made the house look incredibly new and sort of gave you that beachy feel to begin with. So we had clean white ceilings. We used Benjamin Moore's Super White. Semi-gloss on the trim and doors, and then we took the super white flat for the ceiling. The walls, when I inherited this project, were sort of just a pale yellow. So we went over them to make sure that they were clean and ready to go and prepped them for paper. And we painted underneath sort of a mid-tone blue. And the reason I do that is when I work with a paper, over time, sometimes wallpaper can get gaps. And you want to make sure that the color underneath the where the papers come together is the same color as the paper, so you won't notice a difference. So we did a primer coat with a tint on it, and that was the color of the paper. Then we applied a grass paper, a faux grass paper, that was a beautiful mid-tone blue, a really rich blue. And that's another trick. Grass paper in colors like reds and blues and teals really look nice, and they add visual interest. Sometimes just plain paint doesn't do it. Sometimes you need an added element. And I love the element of texture. It's not like adding a pattern that has, you know, peaches and pears or carrots or flowers on it. It's something that's going to be timeless, and grass paper is timeless. So I might suggest trying a paper, either something that looks like linen or something that looks like grass cloth, in a blue tone with nice crisp white trim. And that'll give you the backdrop you're looking for, that sort of coastal backdrop. And it lends itself to bring in the colors of the sea. Then I would suggest that you keep the room light. So work with painted pieces of furniture, typically white painted pieces of furniture. When I look for upholstered furniture, I probably do your sofa in a sand color. I would probably do a chenille type sofa. Definitely no skirt on the sofa. You want to do something that has legs. I probably would work with a mid-tone wood. Maple might be nice. Oak could work as well. I'd keep the hardwood floors, and I'd add an area rug in shades of blue and white. And then I'd do some wonderful pillows in the space, maybe two that are sort of a hound's tooth, and then two that have some sort of a look to them, maybe some sort of geometric print or something that's a little softer. And then a nice kidney pillow that's maybe a solid navy with a contrasting white piping. I then probably do some sort of a great cocktail table in the center and two beautiful, comfortable chairs and maybe a navy velvet that are trimmed out in white. So we have that sand color and we have the blue and white and sand. Then I would look for accessories that had a sea-inspired look to them. Whether that be a model ship or things of that nature that just have that sort of general look to them. And they are very popular right now in the stores. When it comes to your wall art, I'd probably do something related with blue and white, something that has sort of a nautical look to it, and then maybe one or two books on the coffee table that have a similar theme. And you'll have that real beautiful coastal look. It'll be cottagey, and it's also very traditional, so it will last you a very long time. Okay, let's see what question is next. My next question comes to me from Rachel, and she's in White House Station, New Jersey. And she said she has lived for a long time with her mom's old dining room set, and she wants to do something new and hip and more updated in a dining room. What can I recommend that's on a budget? Well, the good news is that dining rooms have become, even if you have a formal dining room, they become less formal. That means that we can get away with doing things that are not necessarily as expensive. And when working with a dining room, you want to make sure that it's as practical as it is beautiful. So I think you'd want to start definitely by emptying out the room completely And it's always good if you can is to donate your existing furniture. I hate to throw things out or have them wind up in a landfill. So look to Goodwill or look through your phone book, any of the hospitals. A lot of the hospitals, I know Morristown Hospital has a thrift shop where you can donate things. And I see that there's in Route 31 in Flemington here, it looks like there's a thrift shop that I've seen as well. I haven't dealt with them before, but I believe that they also do take furniture, so that might be another resource for you. It's a donation and certainly goes to a good cause. So we'd empty out the room, and we want to start by painting and pick a palette that's going to work for you. I certainly do a lot of blue, but I did a dining room the other day, and we did sort of like a bottle green color, which was kind of nice and fresh. And we did half the walls. We did the top in sort of a bottle green color. And then below, then we had a chair rail. And then below the chair rail, we painted a contrasting sort of a warm brown tone. So we had the greens, the bottle greens, and the browns. And then we brought in a new table. And the table was from a consignment shop. You don't always have to get new, especially because upholstered chairs are in style now. So we can be eclectic. We don't have to use everything as a match set. So we brought in a beautiful wood table with beautiful chairs. We got the table at a consignment shop. And then we went to Pier 1 Imports, who has great chairs. The chairs, I think, were about $149 a piece. So we did a beautiful upholstered chair that had sort of that bottle green in it, fabric and white and very sharp looking. And then we did a contrasting end chairs. And the end chairs were a houndstooth of a bottle green and white. And they were a little bit taller than the other chairs. And then we set the table with very simple white dishes. And did come up with a big center container that was copper, and we filled it with a faux ornamental grass in the center. And then we went out and we got a seagrass rug that went under the table that was bordered with a neutral tan border in the space. And then for a light fixture in the center, we took a beautiful drum fixture, a linen drum fixture, and put it over the center. And it really was quite beautiful, and we did it on quite of a bit of a budget. Don't be snobbish about thrift shops and so on. I think the best-looking dining room are those that have pieces that have a story to them that come from different places. So hope that helps you out a lot. Okay, we're going to take some more commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Our phone lines are still open, so if you'd like to call in while we're live here in studio, looks like we're at 2:46 Eastern Standard Time here in lovely Flemington, New Jersey. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. When we were on commercial break, I did get a text in from a listener, and her name is Karen. And Karen asked me, she is doing her kitchen over, and she wants to know what the best thing to do with a center island is. Should the center island be the same color as the cabinets, or should it contrast? And if it contrasts, should the stone surface on top also contrast? Very good question, and this is coming up quite a bit. Certainly, there's no, it's all aesthetic, so there's no hard and set rule with this. But what I've noticed most people typically do is one or the other. And that is, most people today are using white cabinets, but this applies to everything. So if your perimeter cabinets are, let's just argument for argument's sake, say white. So let's say you're doing a white shaker cabinet around your kitchen, and then you have a center island. Most people with the white cabinet do the island a color. And some of the popular colors, of course, number one for an island would be a painted black finish or distressed painted black finish. But I'm also doing a lot of gray for center islands. I've done brick red. I've done navy blue. I've even done a sort of a bright caution yellow. Sage green has a color in the past that I've done a lot of sage green islands. So you can do your island in a contrasting color. I personally like that look. I don't necessarily like the stone, whether it be marble, granite, or a quartz surface, to be different if the base cabinets are different. And what I typically do is, if the base cabinets are all the same color, let's say they're all white or they're all honey spice maple, then I often make the stone surface be different on the island. But I don't typically like to have the cabinet be different and the stone surface to be different, because I feel they're too disconnected. So let's say we go back to that scenario of having white shaker cabinets. I might do a charcoal gray island, and then keep the counter surface the same. And because for the reason that the let's say you do a Carrara marble. The Carrara marble is going to have a great look on the white. It's going to pull out the whites from the marble. But then the on the island, if you have a dark gray, it's going to pick out the gray veining. So it's going to look very custom and very well finished. Same thing holds true if you were to do the island a brick red or a navy. It's going to have a different feel anyway. So it's kind of nice to have the same stone. So, again, there's no hard and set fast rule on islands. But it's a question that does come up a lot when it comes to furniture. Okay, my next question comes from Mark. And Mark is in Annandale also. He's in an apartment. And he's looking to get maximum seating. And he asked me if I think that a sectional is a good idea. Well, I'm going to say what I say to most people. I think leather sectionals are kind of a man thing. But a couple things about leather when you purchase leather furniture that you want to keep in mind. I do find a couple things with leather. Leather is very good if you have animals, but you want to check the leather first. Go through the different grades of leather, and you want to take your fingers, your fingernails, and you want to go across it. Leather comes in different grades or finishes, and you want to make sure whatever leather that you're going to purchase, that it doesn't have scratch marks when you test it with the samples of leather. Some do and some don't. One of my clients is a Bichon Frise breeder, and we went through a stack of different types of leather, and some she put her fingers on, her fingernails on, and they scratched right away where you saw it, and other ones they were impervious to it. So you want to make sure you get a leather that's very adorable. But the thing with leather is, you have to account that it's always going to be colder in the wintertime, and it's always going to be hot in the summertime. And that's a consideration. That's why I typically don't use my couches. So maybe I'll do an accent chair in leather or so on. But I'm not crazy about couches done in leather, with the exception if you have pets. It's a very pet-friendly thing to have. The thing about sectionals, and there is a popularity or resurgence in the popularity of sectionals in a space, is that I feel that when you're entertaining and you have several people over, not that many people want to live, three people or more want to sort of stay in that same sofa and that same environment. People like individual chairs. So I'm much more likely to do a sofa and then two chairs instead of just having one big sectional around. I think it's more versatile. And when you have individual pieces of furniture, you're able to put down little occasional tables in between so you can put a drink down. And it's easier to maneuver. Have you ever been to somebody's house and they're on one of those big oversized sectionals and you can't even reach the table? I like sort of individual pieces of furniture. I did a room in West Orange, I guess about 3 months ago, and it was a square-shaped room. And the woman wasn't sure what to do with the configuration. She figured she could only have maybe one big piece of furniture in the room, so she was going to do a sectional. And I actually talked her out of it, and I said, why don't you, for conversation, do four individual chairs? And we'll do a low, round coffee table in the center. This way, when you entertain and you go back to this room at night, you could put down coffee or drinks or what have you. And each person has their own place. And they're close enough to the coffee table in the center to put down a drink or what have you and be comfortable. So we ordered four beautiful, comfortable chairs and a low, round coffee table. I tell you, that room, as she tells me, gets used a lot now because it's just more functional. So I am really anti-sectional. I think they're somewhat awkward. I think they're oversized, but they don't necessarily give you as much functional seating as you would imagine. So, all right. And I think we have time for one more question. And this comes to us from Susan, and Susan is in Mendham, New Jersey. And Susan is redoing her family room and wants to make a complete change. And she asks, what can she do? What color combinations have I used recently that she would recommend? All right. Well, a couple of the things that I've done recently, I've worked with a lot of great colors recently with people. 2 days a week, I just do color consultations exclusively. I do some consulting work for the Riccardi Brothers in New Jersey at their location, so I'm all over north and central New Jersey, going from house to house. So I'm doing a lot of decorating and a lot of colors. Most of the time lately, my wall colors tend to be grays or grayishes. And again, what a grayish is a combination of gray and beige, more of a brown gray. But I'm grounding the walls a lot lately with lots of grays. And the bad thing about that is grays can be very neutral. But the good thing about that is gray pairs well with so many colors. Here are some colors that I might suggest as accent colors. First of all, to paint out your room and start fresh, there's a couple of colors that I really like. Benjamin Moore's Revere Pewter, which is a HC or historic color, is a wonderful grayish, a gray-beige tone that you might want to like. Take a look at, get a sample of, and see if that works for you. Edgecombe Gray, which is also a Benjamin Moore paint color, is very nice. And with these gray beiges, I like to do a nice, clean, white trim that's pretty bright. So I like their super white. So you want to do nice, clean, super white ceilings. You want to do super white trim and doors, and then paint it, the walls out in sort of a matte finish. The Regal matte finish from Benjamin Moore is awfully nice. And once that's done, you want to take a look at what your flooring is. And that will predicate what the accent color is going to be. If you have a light color floor, you might want to go brighter with your accent color. If you have a very dark color, you can also go bright, but you want to consideration that the color not be too dark. So recently, I've done a couple of family rooms in succession, all with gray, and I used a couple of different combinations. One of my favorites happens to be Granny Smith Apple Green with gray. And you see that in all the magazines today, that you pop the gray with green. Gray and green are a wonderful combination. They're very representative of nature, and nature is very in right now. So that might be something to try, is Granny Smith Apple Green with gray. The second color I like to pop with gray is orange. All shades of orange look wonderful with gray. They're very interesting, and they complement each other perfectly. The third color that I've used with gray, which is kind of a classic but's come back, is yellow. Yellow has come back to us. Yellow was really out for a long time. But now that we're doing so many grays and grayishes, yellow and gray just pair together beautifully. You can throw a little black in the yellow and gray, and it's a really nice combination. Playing with textures and using a yellow and gray, an orange and gray, or a citrus green and gray are wonderful combinations. I was in Easton Allen last week for a seminar, and they did a room in coral, a beautiful sort of pinky coral color with gray. Looked very, very beautiful. Of course, navy blue and gray pair together wonderfully. So if you work with those colors that I talked about, the rich navy blue, the citrus green, the yellow, the orange, or the coral, those are, I think, probably the best pop colors right now that are in style and will really give your room a fresh look. When you go to look at accessories, they're plentiful in those colors, and they really make the gray tie together and have fun with it. A family room should be a very fun and casual room. As I say, I will be having a live event. If you want to meet me in person, ask me your design questions. I'm going to be at Melly, M-E-L-I-M-E-L-O, Melly Mellow Home, 82 Main Street in Chatham, New Jersey, on February 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. We're going to have wine and cheese. We're going to be tasting some wonderful cheeses and wine, and I'm going to be doing a seminar on design. The best colors, the best ideas, and we're going to have some wonderful gifts for you to take home with you as well. Give you some tips on design for the do-it-yourselfers and just give you maybe a new insight. It is free, and if you'd like more information, you can contact Melly Mellow Home directly. Their phone number is 973-635-0788, 973-635-0788. You can ask for Deborah. She is RSVPing the party. Please feel free to come and bring a guest with you. And if you have pictures of rooms that you're having trouble with, take a picture either on your phone or develop the picture. And then when I see you on the 18th, you can hand me that picture and I will help you with your design dilemmas. And with that, we are out of time. Thank you for tuning into my show again. We'll be back next week with some great guests of Modern Design next Wednesday here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Thank you and have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Melody Marquette.
Donald Trump took a victory lap in New Hampshire, senior correspondent Jason Wirt reports.
Donald Trump rolled out of New Hampshire with huge momentum after a big win in the primary. USA Radio News political analyst Scotty Nell Hughes reviewed the night, saying the voting showed the differences between two regions of the country.
What we learned tonight is that Iowa Republicans are definitely different from New Hampshire Republicans. Where in Iowa you had a majority that were very conservative, and by conservative, extreme conservative. In New Hampshire, you saw more of a middle ground, not a moderate, but definitely a middle ground conservative besides just the extreme conservative.
Hughes also wondered what was wrong with the polls in Iowa, because they were so wrong compared to New Hampshire polling, which was very accurate. I'm Jason Wirt.
Remaining presidential candidates are turning their eyes to South Carolina and Nevada, where the primary season continues later this month. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie Austin with Daybreak USA. I have to be honest with you. I was thrilled when Ovation Hair sought me to give them an endorsement because I love their products. Ovation Cell Therapy Protein and Amino Acid Treatment nourishes my hair and scalp, and it binds onto the hair shaft. I don't know exactly how it works, but all I can tell you is I normally have extremely fine hair, and I normally wear a hat. But my hair is so much thicker and fuller, and when I use this product, I've even gone to the salon, had them do my hair, blow my hair dry, and I've come home and redone it myself because my Ovation Cell Therapy hair products make my hair thicker